This is Radio Superior 1950, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes in Superior, Wisconsin. Jack McKenna here. It's Thursday, April 6th, 1950. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news. Harriet will be in with the community news. And she's got some ideas for an Easter egg hunt as well. She has good hiding places.
If it's your apartment, I'd say a good place to hide something would be next to your never-used vacuum cleaner.
Or on his never-used bookshelves.
All right, you guys. It looks like engineer Joe Gardonio will be joining us.
Mark my words, Easter eggs are up to no good.
How can Easter eggs be up to anything?
Just you mark my words, they're sinister. I know.
Well, the 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Ford Hopkins Rexall Drugstore. They have a crate of 12 chocolate-covered marshmallow Easter eggs for 19 cents. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Accused communist Owen Lattimore tells a Senate committee that McCarthy is causing a reign of terror with his accusations. Dulles agrees to serve as an aide to Dean Acheson, and groundbreaking for a new oil terminal is held in Superior. We begin our report from Washington.
This is Lyle C. Wilson in Washington. Accused by U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy of being Russia's top spy in the United States, Owen Lattimore swore today that the charges are contemptible lies. Professor Lattimore says McCarthy has flagrantly violated his responsibility as a senator and has made unauthorized use of secret government documents. An authority on Far Eastern affairs, Lattimore took note of McCarthy's contention that he can prove he is or was a communist. Quote, I was not and have not been a communist, and I am not a communist now, unquote. Lattimore made his denial in testimony prepared for a Senate Formulation Subcommittee. They are investigating McCarthy's charges that communists and Red sympathizers have infested the State Department. Hitting back hard in a 10,000-word statement, Lattimore says, quote, McCarthy has violated his responsibility by making the government of the United States an object of suspicion in the eyes of the anti-communist world and undoubtedly the laughingstock of the communist governments, end quote. Professor Lattimore also declared that McCarthy has impaired the effectiveness of the government in its relations with its allies. He accused the junior senator from Wisconsin of, quoting, instituting a reign of terror among employees in the United States government, none of whom can be sure of safety from attack by the machine gun of irresponsible publicity in Joseph McCarthy's hands, end quote. Lattimore is director of the School of International Relations at Johns Hopkins University. He flew back to this country from a United Nations mission in Afghanistan after McCarthy made his accusations. Quote, now I understand why the senator wants to weasel in view of his brave, but I fear insincere, statements that he would stand or fall on my case and that he would repeat his statements in an unprivileged forum or would resign. I would be the instrument of a great service to the country if the senator should resign. End quote. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
This is your man in Washington, Drew Pearson. The State Department today says that New York lawyer and foreign policy expert John Foster Dulles has agreed to serve as consultant to Secretary of State Dean Acheson. A formal announcement says the Republican leader was asked to take the position by both President Truman and Secretary Acheson. His work will not be confined to any specific area of the world. Mr. Dulles, whose cooperation has been extremely valuable to the department in the past, will assume his duties in about 2 weeks. And a dramatic operation in which a 6-inch segment of a dead person's main heart artery was transplanted to save the life of a 57-year-old man has been reported today at Henry Ford Hospital. The hospital called the delicate operation a success. Authorities would not say whether the surgery was without precedent. The name of the patient was withheld. The transplanted artery was taken from a deceased person and preserved for 5 days before it was used to replace a diseased strip of the living patient's aorta. The operation on the patient was performed by Dr. Conrad Lamb of the Ford Hospital staff and assistant doctor H.H. Arum. This is your man in Washington, Drew Pearson.
KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has this message from Trade Home Shoes.
Thank you, Lou. Goodness sakes. Easter Parade is beginning to parade, folks. It's that time of the year. Trade Home Shoes knows it. Boy, oh boy, they got some great bargains here. Well, beautiful Easter footwear that will please the most exacting budget. Well, a pair of high heels. Choose from an array of pretty styles in high, medium, or low heels. Just $3.99 a pair. How about that? And, let's see, I gotta have some socks, eh, ladies? Well, stockings, I should say. Sheer and clear. Oh, boy, they're nice. 89 cents a pair to $1.39. Need a handbag, ladies? Why, they've got some beautiful handbags to match your footwear. $1 to $2.99. Trade Home Shoes, folks. Open Thursday evening, 12 to 9 p.m. Lou?
Groundbreaking for the Lakehead Pipeline Terminal took place in Superior today. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports on this historic event.
Good evening, Lou. While officials of Lakehead Pipeline, the Interprovincial Pipeline Company, and the New Industries Bureau of Superior looked on, New Industries Bureau Director Neil Smith turned the first shovel full of dirt at the soon-to-be-built pipeline terminal site this morning. A brief civic ceremony marked the opening of a new era in Superior's history as a lake shipping and railroad terminal for the Lakehead Pipeline Company's crude oil terminal. The site's located north of the Nemadji Golf Course. It will house 10 huge storage tanks, each with a capacity of 150,000 barrels. They will hold the crude oil, which will flow into Superior from the fabulous Alberta oil fields. Lakehead Pipeline Company manager J.A.C. Armstrong has indicated that the Superior Terminal will be receiving oil next fall from the Canadian fields. The terminal will begin shipping crude oil to Sarnia, Ontario via light tanker with the opening of the 1951 shipping season, Lou.
The U.S. Coast Guard reports today that the icebreaker Mackinac escorted 5 boats through the frozen Straits of Mackinac last night into Lake Michigan. There was an accident at the U.S. steel plant in Morgan Park in Duluth. David Black has 2 broken bones when a keg of spikes fell on his foot at the American Steel Company's plant. Superior's 128th Infantry Regiment was inspected today by Captain Henry Brulee of the Inspector General's Office. Ranking officer present was Major Jim Dan Hill, Superior State Teachers College president. After the inspection, General Hill complimented Company Commander Roy Martinson on the unit's fine appearance. The 3-hour Good Friday commemoration of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ will be observed throughout the city Friday. All the city stores will close their doors between noon and 3 o'clock tomorrow. This is according to Arnold Stocky of the Superior Retail Merchants Association. The City Hall, Courthouse, Civic Center, and libraries will also be closed during the Holy 3 hours, Jack.
Lou Martin, folks, the most pious newsman after closing time.
Stop making me sound like I'm a tippler.
Hey, I've got good news for everyone. Warmer weather is the promise for Superior following the cold shoulder given to spring today when the temperature fell to 13 above, no less. Increasing cloudiness will cover the sunny skies, and the low tomorrow will stay near the 30 mark. The high will be 38 on Good Friday. And it's music time. Here's the Ames Brothers and Rag Mop on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Rag, rag, mop, doo doo doo. mop. M-O-P-P, mop, 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 bar. I say R-A-R-A-G, R-A-G-G.
As if you didn't know, it's Ragmop by the Ames Brothers on station KUWS. Kresge's Five and Dime Store has toy baskets on sale now for Easter, from 39 cents to $1.98. You can get a basket stuffed with cuddly, plush, stuffed ducks. Say that fast. Eggs and chocolate bunnies, too. Fake green grass surrounded by candy eggs. All at Kresge's Five and Dime, 1303 Tower Avenue in Superior.
Don't you just hate that fake grass they put in those Easter egg baskets?
Yeah, that green grass gets in the chocolate eggs and chocolate bunnies.
Yeah, then it gets in your teeth. You walk around all day with a shred of that fake green grass in your teeth. Everyone's laughing at you, and you don't know why. So you laugh along with them, which makes you look even dumber.
Who would laugh at you on Easter?
It's those know-it-all looser-leaguers at church.
Oh, that's just perfect. You've got emotional scars from eating Easter eggs at Easter time?
Easter eggs? Why, they ought to ban those things.
Suddenly the room has become crowded.
Hey, fellas, George G. Newton with George G. Newton Realty. At your service.
I'd say now the room has become downright cramped.
For the sake of radio listeners...
Assuming you have any.
That's Colonel Joseph P. Raffaele of the Douglas County Draft Board.
Or the most annoying man in town. Say, Joe, what's your deal with Easter eggs anyway?
Yeah, and how come you're packing heat?
None of your beeswax, bub. I've got my reasons.
Aw, oh, come on. You can tell me.
You're afraid of Easter eggs.
Yeah, this should be good.
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, yeah, smarty pants?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Any man...
Time to play some music.
Right, Lou, right. Let's hear this new one from Percy Faith and Song from Moulin Rouge on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Is this what you Gentiles considered the Easter spirit?
I worry and wonder, you're close. never melts. When we kiss, do you close your eyes, pretending that I'm someone else? You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your
Percy Faith and the song from Moulin Rouge
KUWS. Hey, don't mean to interrupt you there, McMartin, but when do I get to hide the Easter eggs? I mean, the Colonel. The Colonel's good at hiding things.
Oh, you think you're hot stuff, do ya?
At least I'm not carrying around a piece to ward off Easter eggs.
Hey, I got some ideas, too.
Ha! Yeah, amateur.
I really do.
Aren't you going to plug the homes you have for sale?
Well, no. Well, not tonight, Jack. Boy, I'm preoccupied with a challenge. And George G. Newton at George G. Newton Realty, with the best deals in real estate and insurance in town, never ducks a challenge.
The hiding places for Easter eggs challenge.
They have thrown down the gauntlet.
The gauntlet?
You know, a glove? You get slapped in the face and stuff with it.
With a gauntlet?
And gauntlet, you Philistine. Anyway, I got the perfect spot to hide Easter eggs. It's just perfect. It's big. It's beautiful. It's a two-family home at 1707 Banks Avenue. Four bedrooms with spacious closets for hiding Easter eggs. It's got an attached two-car garage with lots of room for tearing down. New roof, new foundation. Nice, sturdy home for the boys and girls. The upstairs always rented, so it comes with an income. And all this for just $3,000. So there. Now, I've got another great spot.
Hey, you know, this guy's teasing me about my skin rash. He gets on my nerves.
Well, nerve is something you've got a lot of, Bob.
I've got another beauty. It's a natural for Easter eggs, and it's at 1814 Oaks Avenue. First floor has five rooms and a bath. Second floor has three rooms and a lavatory. It's good condition. Priced for quick sale at $2,300.
Who wants an upstairs lavatory anyway?
Mad scientist.
Sheesh. What a dumb question.
And last, but certainly not least, I've got 20 acres of a farmland, 5 miles south of Superior. Kids will have lots of room to look for their candy. It's got a barn, an electric well, milk house, 3-room house with an attic.
Attics are great places for hiding Easter eggs.
As long as you're not afraid of them.
Yeah.
Now, look, guys. The farm and the building are priced at just $2,800. So there, lots of places for lots of Easter eggs. So come on and see me, George G. Newton, a George G. Newton Realty in the Telegram Building. See you, fellas.
So long, Georgie. Hey, I've got some Easter eggs I painted all by myself. I'll show them to you. But first, let's enjoy Perry Como and... Round and round and round like an egg on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Eggs are oval.
And scary.
That's what I said.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with the happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love will hold you round, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head goes spinning round, round, round 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the oval moon going round and round in tune and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say, find the ring,
find the ring,
and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong, the two hearts are bound, put it on, the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. find a wheel. And it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love, you'll hold a round, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound in your head. Spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the overmoon going round and round in two, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say. Find the ring and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong your two hearts are bound. Put it on the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find the ring, put it on, for you know that this is really love, really love, really love.
Perry Como and Round and Round on Station KUWS. What do you think of my colored Easter eggs?
Pretty nice.
Very nice, Jack.
Let me take a look.
Careful.
They're raw.
I told you to be careful. Eggs break easily, you know.
Which is why you make your eggs hard-boiled before you decorate them.
Just like the Colonel.
That's right.
You didn't boil your eggs before you painted them?
Look at Lou.
I've got yolk all over my nose.
Looks like the yolk's on you.
That's awful.
It sure is. It's all over my lap, too.
I'm not talking about your pants. I'm talking about McCorkle's awful joke.
I think I'll just go ahead with the community news, Louis, and then I'll help you with your pants.
Say, Lou's not as dumb as he looks.
Guess not.
Well, there's so much going on. The Kiwanis will honor retiring City Council President A.D. Wielden tomorrow at the Superior Hotel. Mr. Wielden is a past president of the Kiwanis and former instructor at State Teachers College. The Henry Bloomberg VFW Post will install Stanley Cotter as its new commander tonight. The ceremony will be at the VFW Club Rooms on Tower Avenue. He succeeds Andy Matala. And this is so exciting. Bon voyage to Mrs. Emma Gustafson of Lackawanna Avenue in Superior, and she leaves next week for New York, where she'll board the Queen Elizabeth for Europe. She'll be visiting relatives in her native Finland for 4 months.
4 months? Talk about wearing out a welcome.
Colonel!
Good one, Raffy. And I didn't even get yelled at.
Jack! And girls, you'll be the fairest lady in the Easter parade. Get your beautiful Easter hat, chosen from a wide selection of light and dark straws and felts, at the Mabel Irene shop. Prices range from $4.95 to $17. The Mabel Irene shop is at 1715 Belknap Street in Superior. And finally, Kronhart Hall at State Teachers College looks a bit deserted this evening. With their luggage jammed with Easter toggery, the Kronhart girls from out of town are heading out for their Easter break. Louis?
Louis is changing pants. Thanks, Harriet. We'll have our confab about great places to hide Easter eggs coming up.
And we'll get to the bottom of why Skinny here is afraid of Easter eggs.
I'm not afraid. I'm just sensible.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get that from Mother.
Here's Patty Page and Tennessee Waltz on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I was dancing with my darling to the tenor Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Patti Page and Tennessee Waltz on station KUWS. All right, kiddies, let's have those Easter egg ideas. Ladies first.
Well, hiding the goodies on bookshelves, or behind doors, or in the cloakroom always works.
Ha! That's too easy for the little nippers.
Yeah, and they need a good Easter egg story. Like the time I was in the South Pacific in 22. It was a little island. They said it was easy duty, but... We knew better. It was to be the most horrible Easter ever.
Didn't you tell this story last Halloween?
Let him finish. I like scary Easter stories.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think Easter's about scary stories. We're going to get calls.
Well, I'll tell you. We were the only white men on the island.
Lots of calls.
Except for the shrunken heads of past explorers.
Lots and lots of calls.
I think they were white, but it's hard to tell. You see, once a head is shrunk...
Oh, enough,
it kind of...
Colonel! Oh.
A ton of calls.
We're not going to scare people with your horrible stories.
Oh, but Easter can be scary.
Especially if you get that fake green grass in your teeth.
That's nothing. I'm talking really scary. Easter eggs will attack a body. You turn your back on one and sploosh, whap.
Sploosh, whap?
Not sploosh, whap. Sploosh, whap. Two separate words. Anyway, they attack you. If you don't defend yourself and pack a good pepper gun like I've got, you'll have eggshells and yolk and gooey egg white all over you. I tell you, it's horrible.
It sounds like Easter isn't your favorite holiday.
And I've got the emotional scars to prove it.
I thought we're talking about hiding Easter eggs.
I'll tell you what. The best place is the oven. They never look in the oven.
Oh, that's perfect. It's perfect. You want kiddies to stick their heads into a hot oven?
Yeah. So?
So? They stick their heads into a gassy oven to retrieve a melted chocolate Easter egg? That's the dumbest thing you've ever come up with.
Well, if you ask me, we're raising a whole generation here of nothing but sissies. Sissies, I tell you.
And it's only dumb if you don't use a hot pan.
There you go.
I'd hide them. Don't you have a drum roll or something? I'd hide them in the utility closet. Lots of hiding places in there.
But that's where you keep your power tools.
Have you no consideration of the safety of our children, man?
You might have a point. I do keep my bear traps in there, too.
I was going to suggest behind the radio, but that's a little dull compared to power tools and shrunken heads.
I think it's a good idea, Lewis.
Good and boring.
Leave it to a newsman.
That's it, friends. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, and we don't have to look into hot ovens for Easter eggs. For Lou Martin and the gang, this is Jack McKenna, wishing one and all a happy, blessed Easter.
Of course, we didn't even talk about bobbing for Easter eggs. Now, wouldn't that be fun?
But Easter eggs sink.
The kids could get water up their little noses.
Chase, you find something wrong with everything I say. You know, the Colonel's got some feelings, too.
It's only because it comes out of your brain.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1950, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fahrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Al Katz, John Munson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1950 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.